Earl Nestor of Gerene replied. "Son of Laertes and the gods of old, Odysseus, master mariner and soldier, do not be vexed at this. The Achaeans' peril warrants it. Now come along with us, and we shall find another man to waken, someone fit to advise retreat or war." The great tactician stepped inside, and picked a painted shield to hang from his broad shoulders. Then he went after them. The next in line was Diomedes, and outside his hut they found him with his gear of war. Around him his men were sleeping, pillowed on their shields, with spears driven upright, butt spikes in the ground. Point after point of bronze reflecting light into the distance, like a glare of lightning flung by Father Zeus. But the hero slept. A bull's hide spread beneath him, and a bright unfolded rug beneath his head. Beside him, Nestor of Gerenia took his stand and jogged him with his foot, then lectured him, "Up! Get up, Diomedes! Will you snore the whole night through? Do you not know the Trojans have taken up positions near the ships where the beach rises, only a stone's throw off?" At this the hero, starting up from sleep, gave back a rough reply. "Hard as a knife is what you are, old man. By night and day you never rest. Are there no younger men who might go round about to wake the captains one by one? Can no one hold you down?" Then Nestor said, "No doubt of it, dear lad. There's reason in what you say. I have indeed able young sons and soldiers, many of them, any of whom could go and bear the summons. Terrible pressure is upon us, though. The issue teeters on a razor's edge for all Achaeans, whether we live or perish. Go and rouse Meges. Rouse Ajax the runner, if as a younger man you'd spare my age." Diomedes took for full-length cape the skin of a great tawny lion, picked a spear, and ran to rouse the others and conduct them. Filing out among the sentries then, they found that not one captain was asleep. Each man sat up all wakeful, under arms. As shepherd dogs keep bristling watch, their ears pricked up at the approach of a wild beast roaming down hills through woodland toward the fold. They hear an outcry, far away, of men and watchdogs, and their rest is at an end. So for these sentries rest had been dispelled, as they kept watch on that bad night, forever facing the plain, peering when they could catch a sound of Trojans moving. And old Nestor, in his relief at seeing them, said heartily, "That is the way to keep your watch, dear lads. Sleep must not capture one of you, or all may well give cause for gloating to the enemy."